you might know that I'm having my first baby. Very exciting. End of February is when the baby's due. If that's the first time you've heard, where have you been?
Now you tell me.
I didn't want to say. It was all those mince pies we ate before Christmas.
I thought it was the mince
just
pies.
Just been snacking up.
Anyway, sorry.
So I'm going to be standing down end of January because it's getting to the point where I can't actually see my toes and I'm too big to get off the couch and my husband is having to help me put on tights and I think this is a time to just kind of rest up a little bit.
Your husband's helping you put on tights?
Well, you know, that was an interesting one over the Christmas period.
Wow, yes. That is interesting.
We got a step closer. So I need to let you know who is going to be joining the Heart Breakfast family. And I was having a think about this yesterday and I actually got a little bit teary. I was driving home because I was thinking this has actually been my longest stint on one show on radio because normally I'm impatient and I move around a bit, which makes you one of my oldest work colleagues over a stretch of time.
Oh.
Now, there are others. There's
She's
people
always
that
saying I'm
still
old.
For it. Well, yes, you see. And you and I, you know, I mean, we lived together. I locked you out of the house.
We did, yes.
You know,
God,
that
I remember
was a
that. Yeah, we had
Sorry.
To share, didn't we? Yeah, that was funny. I was ringing. I was trying to ring the boss saying, she's locked me out. Yeah. I don't think I'll be able to... I'll have to sleep on the pavement.
I had my earplugs in. I tried to manicure your dog, then convince you to get your dog married.
Yes.
And then at my wedding, you danced with my drunken friend Lucy. So there's been quite a few highlights. But what I thought was it was necessary that the baton was handed to somebody that had a longer work pedigree. I mean, it's been about 4.5 years, you and me.
Yes.
So I'm very excited now to introduce someone who's worked for almost half a decade with you. Like a bit of glamour has to stay in this studio because otherwise the testosterone will be too much. We've already shared perfume tips and it gives me great pleasure to say that... joining the Heart Breakfast family is the gorgeous Katie Hill.
Katie
Hello,
Hill's
good
here.
Morning.
She's here.
How exciting.
Half a decade. God, well, it felt longer, didn't it?
Dream it, Miles.
So you've actually got more dirt than me.
Oh, my goodness.
I think, because I reckon he was less behaved. I mean, my time with Stuart's been pretty well behaved.
Yeah, well, my time with Stuart, on the surface, very well behaved.
Looks terrified.
Behind the scenes, not so much.
See, he has got that persona of nice boy.
He does, doesn't he? On the front.
Peel away a little bit.
And he is a very nice boy. He just sometimes is a little bit cheeky. And yeah, there's a lot I can tell.
So does that mean that moving forward, there's going to be more with... I mean, you know, I like to take the mickey of Stuart a little. It doesn't really rise to it too much. But I think you've probably got the things that can push the buttons.
I can probably push buttons. The danger is, so can he.
Yes.
So it's going to be a little bit tit for tat on air. I can feel it. And once one puts something out there, then it's going to keep going the other one and then back and forth.
This is like your wife meeting your mistress.
Well, when you said you live together, I was like, hang on.
Why does this just feel really uncomfortable for me?
Thing is as well, is there is an underlying tone of humiliation on this show. It's part of the banter. So I think, you know, I can hand that baton safely over to you.
I will take privilege in taking that baton.
Thank you.
And running with it into the distance.
Oh. Now, a few things that I should pass on is Thursday morning's coffee morning.
Yeah.
So there is a coffee rota. I know you like your coffee.
Every morning's coffee
Well, we have to limit it. We have to limit it a little bit because the shakes kind of get to a max.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, really, to keep them happy.
I only took the job because I knew there's a drive-through coffee around the corner.
That's what started it.
So exciting.
But in return, I wanted to know if there's any kind of... any tips that you might like to pass on being a mum of two?
For you. See, this is what's so funny because I took time out having my kids and now I'm just getting back into work and you're at the other end of the spectrum. So we're passing the baton. Tips. Sleep.
What's
sleep? That is my
With
biggest tip. Here. When you leave now, in your month off,
sleep
don't
till.
Be making the nursery.
Okay.
Sleep.
Okay, I will.
When it's born, he or she, when it sleeps, sleep.
Okay.
Don't be making tea for anyone. Don't be tidying the house. The house can wait.
Okay.
Sleep.
Really. Sleep.
Says sleep.
So
just sleep.
We know my husband likes the housework and the cooking, so we'll leave that to him.
That
so
can all wait.
Good tip.
And my other tip is, in all seriousness, when the baby's born, put messages on your mobile saying, the baby's been born, this is what it waits, we're having a baby moon, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Don't answer the door,
oh,
don't answer
good.
The phone.
2 week baby moon.
And cosy down. I totally recommend it.
Okay, thank you.
Amazing.
I love
thank
this.
You.
So Katie's given you tips about working with your baby.
Yes.
You're going to give her tips about working
with my baby.
With your baby.
Yeah, I leave you in safe hands. Enjoy.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
So exciting.
Have your waters broken yet?
Oh, no.